You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now we go out to our phones as we're joined by Hall of Fame quarterback, the greatest, Joe Montana, his lovely wife, Jennifer, and Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Spano and Black Attack. Good morning. It's great to have you all aboard this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good morning.
Joe and Jennifer, let's start with you guys and the genesis of your involvement in breakaway from heart disease.
I got involved. We just think it was a great fit for us as a program with the team of Amgen, American Heart Association, and Schwinn Bicycles. I was diagnosed with two risk factors soon after I retired with high blood pressure and high cholesterol, which I never thought would happen. And I also have a family history of it behind it. My grandfather passed away at 54. Two of my uncles had early heart attacks in their 50s. So it was a pretty fitting program for me and for Jen.
And my family, my father had a quadruple bypass at the age of 59, and he passed from a massive heart attack at the age of 60. So we were thrilled when Amgen came to us about this campaign to try to get the word out to the rest of America about heart disease and different ways that you can combat it. And for us, with four children, we really felt it was important, too, to start young. And they're not young any longer, but in their 20s, but to educate them that they have heart disease on both sides of their family. So they're never too young to really to start to change your diet if you need to exercise all continually and really be aware of the high-risk factors.
Well, you know, guys, and I'll direct this at Joe, even with a history of heart disease, you were an elite athlete all your life and played football at the highest of levels. News at that young age that there's cholesterol and heart issues must have been shocking to you. Talk about your reaction to this news.
Well, it was shocking. I didn't, you know, probably like most Americans, don't expect it to happen to me or themselves. And that's the way I was. I was shocked when I heard it. But I think that's part of, you know, the beauty of the campaign is we're trying to let everyone out there know that it can happen to anyone. Sometimes it just doesn't matter. But it's important to get with your doctor and find out what your risk is. And you know, fortunate for me, that's where I was when I found out. And we worked on something the things that I had to change in my lifestyle to deal with these symptoms.
Well, why don't both you and Jennifer talk about some of those changes in lifestyle that you guys had to make in order to combat heart disease?
The changes really that were necessary were also more for Joe in the sense that, I hate to say this, but I did exercise all the time. I do eat right. So it was really kind of getting Joe with the mindset that, you know, you can't eat like you're playing football any longer. And just because you worked out for 31 years playing football doesn't mean that now all of a sudden you can take a break and not do it. So with our message to everybody is if you go to breakawayfromheartdisease.com, there are so many different events that are happening in different areas around the country that you can be a participant of, but you can also learn about your family history there and what you can do to combat the disease. So I think that through and the education of our kids, that changed. We weren't saying anything about heart disease on either side, and we realized for them, they need to know at a young age and that so they can change their lifestyle in addition. So it was really Joe that made some nice major changes.
All right, Dr. Steinbaum, and that's some great insight into some of the things you can and do need to do. But I want to talk to Dr. Steinbaum for a second and talk about the impact of heart disease in the United States and also, you know, why your family history is so important to be aware of as it relates to heart disease and what we can do to combat heart disease.
Heart disease is the number one killer of all Americans. It's going to affect about 40% of our population, and it's due to the risk factors of heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, sedentary lifestyle, stress. And that one component, that family history component, increases your risk exponentially. The reality is that these risk factors are due to lifestyle choices. And if we really take a proactive stance and deal with exercise and diet, we can prevent heart disease 80% of the time. It's so important to go to your doctor, especially if you have a family history, to start going to your doctor in your 20s and get your numbers checked. Know what your blood pressure is. Know what your cholesterol is. And really make those lifestyle changes that are required to prevent heart disease, even if that means adding medication to the story. Because at the end of the day, you want to prevent this from affecting you. And we can do it. We just have to get checked and know our risk factors.
Great summation of the dangers, the impact, and the ways to take preventative measures against it. We're joined by Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana, the greatest quarterback that I've ever seen play the game, his wife Jennifer, and Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum here on the Spano and Black Attack. Joe, you got a few minutes to talk a little football with me?
Sure do.
All righty. Let's start with the quarterback position itself and how much it has changed. They rush these quarterbacks under center immediately out of college. You know, we can make the argument, and I'll make the argument, you were the greatest quarterback that's ever played this game, and you waited for a season and a half behind Steve DeBerg. How do they expect these quarterbacks, right out of college, not even playing 4 years, to jump under center and have success as opposed to it doing irreversible damage as it does in many cases?
I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, there's a rare guy or two that can actually make it coming out of there. And be put into that position. But in most cases, I always try to tell those guys that most of the quarterbacks coming there just need to have a little bit of patience and understand that, you know, when you go out there and you can't perform at the level you're used to performing in college that first year out there, a couple things happen. One is, you know, you're dealing with your own confidence. And while that's usually the last thing to be damaged, it's the damage that you do to the guys around you who need to believe in your ability to do things and not that, oh, he's just a rookie. Nobody wants to perform like it's your first time out there, but that'll always happen. I mean, I tell everybody all the time, my first start was even preseason, and I threw two interceptions that were run back for touchdowns, and the guy had the nerve to run me over on the 1 yard line to get into the end zone on the second one. So it doesn't always start well, but taking the right steps like Bill did with myself and like a lot of other quarterbacks have had the opportunity to do, it will definitely help lengthen your career. And so I just say patience should be thought about no matter if you were taken number one in the draft or the last guy in the draft.
I think that's a great summation of how to get the best benefits out of a potential franchise quarterback or any quarterback. 49ers have a bit of a quarterback situation of their own out in San Francisco with Colin Kaepernick. He was benched last year. We come to find he's injured. He's working his way back to health. Seems to me clearly there's a fragile psyche here. Many think the Chip Kelly offense will be a good fit for him. Your thoughts on the future of Colin Kaepernick based on what you saw on the field in the way of performance and what you can kind of glean into his personality and mindset. Is he the kind of guy who can succeed long-term at the quarterback position and in particular in San Francisco?
I think that, you know, he's definitely a talented player. I'm not sure how devastating the injuries were to performance. I'm sure that they affected it at some point. I'm more concerned with his mental state when you tell someone that you don't want to be there, you know, and he has never really said, no, you know what, I really think that this is going to be good for me. I want to stay in San Francisco. No, unless he's saying that in the locker room, no one's really heard it out in the Bay Area that's kind of his stance, is that he really didn't want to be there. So I think that's a big fix. If he can get that right and he can get that right in the locker room, I think he's got a great chance in that offense.
All right. I think that all right. It's all about mindset with him. Physical skills, you see they're there. In your mind, it's the mindset. And let's talk about the 49ers as a whole. What's your thoughts on their draft, how they did, and, you know, how they're doing as far as coming up from the bottom and rebuilding what was once a glorious franchise, oftentimes when you were the leader?
I saw a little bit of the draft. I know their big concern was getting offensive linemen, and I know they took a wide receiver in there somewhere. But it's tough when you come from the top and get down to where they were. But you know they'll find a way back. And part of the problems, you know, sometimes stem at the top of that food chain. So they'll be fine in the long run.
Final one, Joe. We want to keep you somewhat on schedule, and then we'll let you tell us more about the Breakaway for Heart Disease campaign and how we can get involved once again. Football is a hard-hitting sport, and it has an impact on you after you leave the game. How are you feeling these days, physically, mentally, number one? And number two, any regrets? And number three, if you were talking to young people, would you advise them for or against playing the game of football?
No regrets. I would advise them to play. And on the other side of it, injuries are part of the game. Unfortunately, it's a physical game. And, yeah, I'm doing better than most. And I just think the game, if you can play, it's the most fantastic experience you'll have. And wait, we're going to have to wrap. We got to run to another station here, so I'm going to have to say goodbye right now, unfortunately. But, you know, people found it when you talked about our cause, and people can go to breakawayfromheartdisease.com, and we got a lot of great information there. And appreciate your time, Joe.
Perfect, Joe. Perfect, Jennifer. Perfect, Dr. Steinbaum. It was truly a pleasure. We look forward to doing it again soon, and we will continue to spread the word about Breakaway from Heart Disease. You guys have yourself a wonderful day. And thank you for a few minutes. Bye-bye now. That was Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Montana, his lovely wife Jennifer, and Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, more of the Spano and Black Attack with you. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.